on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 15th of October. And today, Chris Andrews, English singer-songwriter, turned 77 today. He had some hits that I don't really recognise. But anyway, Richard Carpenter, the American muso, he and his late sister Karen, of course, recorded as The Carpenters. He's 73. Chris de Burgh, the British singer-songwriter, had an epic hit with this one in 1986. Lady in
red. And this slightly lesser known song. That's Don't Pay the Ferryman.
He's 71 today. Tanya Roberts, the US actress who played Julie Rogers in TV's Charlie's Angels, is 64. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, she turned 60 today. Former Tasmanian cricketer Jamie Cox is 50. And Pauline, she was on Australian Idol way back when, she's 37.
It was on this day in 1934 that Captain Cook's Cottage opened to the public in Melbourne's Fitzroy Gardens.
In 1949, Billy Graham commenced his ministry as an evangelist, and his legacy ran until he died at the age of 99, and now his son Franklin and grandson Will run the ministry.
He was one of the good ones, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He was an amazing man.
A couple of TV shows began on this day. I Love Lucy in 1951. And The Untouchable, starring Robert Stack as Elliot Ness. That began in 1959.
In 1970, the Westgate Bridge collapsed in Melbourne, killing 35 bridge workers.
That took a downturn. The first golf course in the Soviet Union was opened on this day in 1989.
Even more impressive than that is actor Sean Connery was there.
Bond.
For the first day off.
James Bond.
Hard to believe they didn't have a golf course until 1989.
And this time last year, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, or the Duchess of Sussex, touched down at Sydney Airport ahead of their tour of Australia.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Tuesday, the 15th of October.